905 at Powell and Eastman.
And what's your priority there?
I have a person on my bus that is from a facility, and a second person on the bus that is from a facility is asking me not to leave because the other person has left without permission, and they have a supervisor coming to hopefully get the person off the bus. That's going to be about 3 or 4 minutes, so I'm kind of stuck here because the guy who's watching the first person doesn't want me to leave until the supervisor gets here.
Okay, are any of these just like official people, like security guards, or are they just your average Joe that could be saying anything?
Well, I would say it's the average Joe, because I haven't seen any ID or anything, but he's been on the phone talking to someone that's on their way here. So I don't know, he asked me to wait for a couple minutes until his boss gets here and they can get the other person back on the bus and back to their home.
Alright, I guess that sounds reasonable. Is everybody behaving themselves?
Yeah, everyone's fine, and I have nobody on the bus besides these two people.
Alright, we'll just chill out there then. I'm tempted to just tell you to roll, but I don't want it to be a bigger problem down the road. So just wait, and fire off ready for service once they've resolved it.
Okay, we'll do. I'll let you know. He's talking to his boss right now on the phone. He's on his way here, so I'll let you know. Thanks, man.
Yeah, just make sure to keep your doors open this whole time, even if the other guy doesn't want you to. Keep your doors open, because we do not hold prisoners.
No, affirmative, they're open. They have been ever since she got in.
All right, thank you. 808.